Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, January 15, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we are studying in the first class the barrier between God and man. And for the sake of illustration, we were considering the barrier to be composed of bricks. We noted that the first brick was the brick of sin. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of, they missed the mark of the glory or righteousness of God. And this first brick, sin, was removed through two principles of doctrine, redemption and unlimited atonement. The second brick is the penalty of sin. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, that's spiritual death. And the penalty of sin was removed by expiation. Expiation speaks of the substitutionary spiritual death of Christ on the cross. The third brick in the barrier is physical birth. And we are born physically dichotomous, body and soul, but in spiritual death. And therefore, this barrier of physical birth is resolved by regeneration, being born again, where through faith in Christ, we now are trichotomous, body, soul, and human spirit, and the basis for relationship and fellowship with the living and true God. The fourth brick is man's relative righteousness. To live with God, you have to be as good as God is. You have to have the righteousness that comes from God. So man's relative righteousness is resolved by imputation and justification. That brings us to brick number five. The fifth brick is the character of God, the holiness of God. God is holy. When we say God is holy, we are talking about two specific attributes, his absolute righteousness and perfect justice. Romans 3:12, there is no one who does good, not even one. God is holy. A holy God, absolute righteousness and perfect justice, cannot allow sinful man into heaven. So, the character of God, or the holiness of God, his righteousness and justice, is resolved by imputation, or excuse me, by propitiation. Propitiate means to satisfy. Jesus Christ satisfied the righteous demands of a holy God. He satisfied the righteousness of God the Father because he, the Lord Jesus Christ, was absolute righteousness. He satisfied the justice of the Father by bearing our sins in his body on the cross and the judgment for those sins. So Romans 3:25 says, God presented him, Jesus Christ, as the place of propitiation, the mercy seat, the helosterion, through faith in his blood, his propitiatory work. When the perfect God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, in hypostatic union, paid the penalty for all mankind's sin on the cross, God the Father's absolute righteousness and perfect justice were satisfied. So the doctrine of propitiation removes the barrier of the holiness of God. That's the fifth brick number five. God the Father is satisfied with the work of God the Son on the cross. When Christ's work was finished on the cross, God the Father gave His approval under the doctrine of propitiation. God the Father is never satisfied with any work that man can do to try to be saved. He is only satisfied with the perfect work of Jesus Christ on the cross. That brings us to brick number 6. The 6th brick is man's position in Adam. In 1 Corinthians 15:22, it says, "In Adam all die. By Adam's willful disobedience, sin and spiritual death came upon the entire human race." Romans 5:12. We're getting close to that, but to look over at Romans 5:12. We'll be there, Lord willing, and the rapture doesn't take place. Romans 5:12, "Therefore, just as sin, the sin nature, entered the world through one man, Adam, and spiritual death through the sin nature, and in this way, spiritual death came to all men because all sinned, as it were, when Adam sinned." So in Adam, all die. Our position in Adam necessitates condemnation and spiritual death, creating a barrier to any relationship with the living and true God. So our position in Adam, brick number 6, is resolved by our position in Christ. To live with God forever, we must possess His perfect righteousness and His eternal life. Only a new position in Christ can guarantee justification and eternal life. To realize this position, we must enter into a relationship with God the Father through faith in Jesus Christ. And this new relationship begins by personal faith in Christ, and then by the baptism of the Spirit, we are entered into union with Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:22, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." So there is the 6 bricks that make up the barrier between God and man. That brings us to point 7. Point 7 is the doctrinal application. The doctrinal application of reconciliation in your spiritual life. And that doctrinal application of reconciliation in your spiritual life is now you should be removing barriers in your human relationships with others, not creating barriers. If you are living out of fellowship with God in Satan's cosmic system, why, in your human relationships, you will create barriers between others. But when you are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then you will remove barriers in your human relationships with others. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians is one of those books you can teach again and again and again and again and again and probably go down a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper each time you do. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, verse starting at verse 1. "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you," and this is a prison epistle written by the Apostle Paul. That's what he means here. "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." That calling is your election to privilege. As royal family of God, church age believers, you are elected to privilege. "Be completely humble," humility, respect for authority of God, His Word, and the one who teaches it. Be completely humble and gentle, grace-oriented. Be patient, bearing with one another in virtue love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, reconciliation. Got that? Be completely humble, grace-oriented, gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in virtue love, that's impersonal love for all. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, reconciliation. All right, let's amplify that. One, since all members of the royal family of God have been reconciled to God at the moment of salvation, since all members of the royal family of God have been reconciled to God at the moment of salvation, likewise, all members of the body of Christ should be reconciled to each other. Since all members of the royal family of God have been reconciled to God at the moment of salvation, likewise, all members of the body of Christ should be reconciled to each other. Two, the ultimate objective of the spiritual life is to have virtue love brought to completion in your hearts. When you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, first of all, you will have personal love for God the Father. And that is the great motivational virtue. Personal love for God the Father is the motivational virtue that motivates the functional virtue, impersonal love for all, and occupation with Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate objective. That's why we're here. To grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ is to advance to spiritual adulthood and have virtue love brought to completion in your hearts. That's 1 John 2, verse 5. 3. Impersonal love removes barriers in human relationships. Impersonal love removes barriers in human relationships. See, God, in His grace and in His power, Operation Grace the Cross, removed the barrier between Him and man. God is the infinite and living and true God that removes barriers. And therefore, when you are living the spiritual life, this should characterize your life too. And it's awesome, it's fantastic when it's in operation. You are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. You have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. And instead of building, about 90% of all I see are Christians that build barriers. And they think they're really great, and they're not. They're losers. They are total losers to build barriers. You're not here to build barriers between other believers. If you're building barriers, you are a loser, period. But that characterizes most Christians today. This is what they do. They build barriers between others. And if you're living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, then you should be removing barriers. Subpoint 3. Impersonal love removes barriers in human relationships. Impersonal love removes barriers in human relationships. However, subpoint four, when you are arrogant and living in Satan's cosmic system, you create barriers in human relationships. When you are arrogant and living in Satan's cosmic system, you are creating barriers in human relationships. Now here's the principle. Make sure you get this now. If we have been reconciled to God by the work of Christ on the cross, and we have, that's a first class condition if. And we have. If we have been reconciled to God by the work of Christ on the cross, then we should be reconciled to each other through impersonal love for all. If we have been reconciled to God by the work of Christ on the cross, first class condition, and we have, then we should be reconciled to each other by impersonal love for all. And this can only be accomplished by good decisions. You're here to make decisions. That's what we're here for. We're not here that long, but while we're here to make decisions. We're here to make decisions, to good decisions, to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. To grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. Subpoint six. We should be reconciled to each other and remove barriers by impersonal love for all. We should be reconciled to each other and remove barriers by impersonal love for all. Seven, virtue love brought to completion in your hearts will eliminate personality conflicts. Virtue love brought to completion in your hearts will eliminate personality conflict because impersonal love is based on virtue. Virtue, on honor, on integrity. God has infinite impersonal love because He is infinite virtue, infinite righteousness, infinite justice. And that infinite holiness, that infinite righteousness and justice means He has infinite impersonal love for all. And so He designed Operation Grace, the cross, for a world when it's at its worst. When the world with its His enemies, because of His infinite virtue, His infinite honor, His infinite integrity, He has infinite impersonal love for all, so He designed Operation Grace, the cross. And Jesus Christ is infinite righteousness and infinite justice, infinite honor, infinite integrity, infinite virtue. And so He willingly carried out the incarnation plan of the Father and left heaven, left glory, and humbled Himself to take on true humanity. He did so willingly for a world that was His enemies. Just look at the cross. Look at the first advent of Jesus Christ. He was rejected by His own people, treated as a common criminal. He was impeccable, sinless perfection. He didn't even commit one sin. He had unfair trial after unfair trial. He was laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, spat upon. He was beaten to the point His closest friends could hardly recognize Him. And He willingly went to a cross and was crucified. And while He was on that cross, crucified, the scum of the world was around Him, mocking Him. And as all that was going on, he said, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He could have come off the cross. If he does, we have no hope. He willingly stayed out of impersonal love for the whole world. He received the sins of the whole world and the judgment for those sins, so that whosoever believes in him will never perish but have everlasting life. That's impersonal love for all. So if we have been reconciled to God by the work of Christ on the cross, we should be reconciled to each other by impersonal love for all. We should be reconciled to each other and remove barriers through impersonal love for all. 7, virtue love brought to completion in your hearts will eliminate personality conflict, because impersonal love is based on the virtue, the honor, the integrity of the one doing the loving. Not the object at all. 8, reconciliation toward each other means there is no place for personality conflicts in the spiritual life. There is no place for mental attitude sins and sins of the tongue in the spiritual life. You have mental attitude sins toward fellow believers, sins of the tongue, maligning them, slandering them, gossiping about them, judging them. There's no place for that. You think that's the spiritual life? You think you're a great believer? You're not a great believer. You're a loser. Reconciliation toward each other means there is no place for personality conflicts in the spiritual life. There's no place for mental attitude sins and sins of the tongue in the spiritual life. Whenever personality conflicts exist between two Christians, one or both are completely out of line. 9, God does not mandate personality conflict in the spiritual life. There isn't one verse in the Word of God that God commands you to have personality conflict in the spiritual life. 10, God mandates impersonal love for all and reconciliation. The removal of barriers in human relationships is a part of impersonal love for all. God mandates impersonal love for all and reconciliation. Grace orientation, patience. Like the problems in marriage, the problems of personality conflict are caused by arrogance, jealousy, bitterness, vindictiveness, fear, hatred, anger, self-pity, guilt, gossip, slander, maligning, judging. 11, reconciliation and the removal of barriers in human relationships is a very important part of impersonal love for all. Reconciliation and the removal of barriers in human relationships is a very important part of impersonal love for all. Well, therefore, when you find yourself in personality conflicts with another believer, you are building barriers. You're building barriers. You're not removing barriers. And you have no impersonal love for all. When you find yourself in personality conflicts with another believer, you are building barriers. Not removing barriers. And you have no impersonal love for all. When you find yourself in a personality conflict with another believer, Look to your own life. There is some sin keeping you out of the spiritual life. There is some system of sinning, mental attitude sin, sins of the tongue, that is keeping you from the spiritual life and the filling of the Spirit. Instead, you have entered Satan's cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. And you are grieving the Holy Spirit and quenching the Holy Spirit, but you're not filled with the Spirit. The filling of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is virtue, love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, fidelity, tolerance, self-control. 13, always look to yourself. Stop blaming the other person. Always look to yourself. Stop blaming the other person, because no matter how obnoxious a person is, you should be able to handle it. If you have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, no matter how obnoxious a person is, you should be able to handle it under the filling of the Spirit, grace orientation, personal love for God the Father, motivating impersonal love for all, occupation with Jesus Christ, sharing the happiness of God. So always look to yourself. Stop blaming the other person. Because no matter how obnoxious a person is, you should be able to handle it by the grace and power of God. Filling of the Spirit, grace orientation, personal love for God the Father, the great motivational virtue, impersonal love for all, the great functional virtue, occupation with Jesus Christ, sharing the happiness of God. You can't get involved in personality conflicts and ever reach spiritual maturity. You never will. You will never become an invisible hero when you are building barriers. Once you believe in Christ, personality conflict is inexcusable in the plan of God. 14, personality conflict is nothing more than people testing. And if you have personality conflicts and building barriers, you are flunking people testing. People testing is a hurdle. And so I'll ask you, are you clearing the spiritual hurdle of people testing with virtue love, or are you crashing and burning with personality conflicts, mental attitude sins, sins of the tongue? Because all personality conflict is nothing more than people testing. And you should have the virtue, the problem-solving devices to clear the hurdle of people testing. The greatest personality conflict in history was the attitude of people toward Jesus Christ while he lived on earth, and especially while he was on the cross. And this included people testing from the Romans and the Jews. Jesus Christ cleared the hurdles of people testing with impersonal love for all. He willingly went to the cross when they were his enemies, the people were his enemies. And he said, "Father, forgive them because they know not what they do." This is a very important application of this great doctrine, reconciliation. And we haven't finished the doctrine of reconciliation. You get to come back next week, and we'll see some more principles. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this In Jesus Christ's name, amen.